Ladies and gentlemen of the jury.
It's 7 o'clock on a Wednesday night, and a 12-year-old girl is on trial for shoplifting. The trial begins, after formalities, with the so-called attorney's comments about the defendant's statement making offendant and her crime.
She is vice president of Rotary Club and helps out at home. While she was at Shopko with some friends, she made a mistake by shoplifting.
The teens playing the attorney roles are volunteers. They sit at plain tables in a modern hexagonal courtroom in the Winnebago County Public Safety Building in Oshkosh.
We believe that this was premeditated and that fact shouldn't be unrecognized. Opening the packages in the dressing room is clearly premeditated.
Across from the attorneys, a community member acting as judge and a teen clerk are watching. After opening statements, the defense calls the defendant to the stand.
How did you feel when you were caught?
I felt I was stupid for doing it, and I just shouldn't have done it.
The defendant sits on the raised stand next to the judge. In the room in front of her are her parents, a jury of 11 teenage peers, and a small audience. After the defense finishes, the prosecutors play their part.
And you went into the dressing room specifically to enact the makeup?
Yeah.
Why did you choose to enact the makeup?
I'm not sure. I guess I did it to prove to my friends I wasn't a goodie.
Okay.
To get here, a 12 to 16-year-old has to plead guilty to a minor crime, and it must be his or her first offense. Parents can choose teen court as the way of deciding the sentence. This defendant's family liked that teen court sentences include things like community service, according to her dad.
We wanted to have more opportunity for what she did to sink in versus just having a ticket, so that she could make sure that she thought about it and she understood that the decisions she's making affect not just her, but everyone.
That's one of the principles behind teen court and its larger legal family, a field known as restorative justice. But teen court also has other benefits, according to the volunteers who serve as teenage attorneys, bailiffs, clerks, and jurors. High school junior Francis Santora, like many of the volunteers, feels he helps defendants, even in his favorite role as prosecuting attorney.
A lot of these kids have kind of bad home lives. Sometimes they have parents that really aren't too engaged in their lives. They really don't understand the consequences of their actions fully when they come to a real court like this, and they have a prosecutor who is doing his best to get them a hard sentence. They kind of realize that this is serious.
Junior Ann Schneider prefers the defense attorney role. She says it's opened her eyes.
I would have normally been like, oh yeah, these are bad people or something, but they're not. It's just a mistake, and so it's helped me to grow a lot, and especially because we've had a couple problems with our schools and stuff and kids getting in trouble, and I see people that I know are really good, or I see people who are really sincere and crying about it and stuff, and that just makes me think, you know, that everyone makes mistakes.
In a back room in the courthouse, the teen jurors are deliberating on the sentence. They quickly decide on 12 hours of community service, 500 words of written apology, and 4 jury terms here at teen court. That's almost exactly what the defense asked for. But some jurors want something heavier, so they push for making the defendant watch a short video on integrity. And that's when the real debate starts.
What's the point of a video?
Yeah.
To make her think about it.
Some of the jury members are volunteers, others are there as part of their teen court sentences. The video idea ends up scraping by on a second vote. Despite what happened in this case, teen jurors are known to sometimes be tougher on their peers than adults would be. Some people worry that straight A-type volunteer teens aren't fair enough to kids from more difficult backgrounds. But the county's teen court coordinator, Shirley Zahn, sees the toughness more positively.
They know. They're there every day at school. They know the pressure that exists, and they know the dangers of not stopping someone at 12 years old.
Zahn says only 12% of her teen court defendants reoffend. She says that's a lot lower than in the regular juvenile justice system. Of course, teen court only deals with minor first-time offenders, but Zahn says that's the point, to turn minor criminals around before they get worse. About 30 teen courts have sprung up in Wisconsin since the idea first came from other states 6 years ago. Brown County even has a youth court for kids 8 to 12 years old. Back in the courtroom, the defendant hears her fate.
She is assigned to 4 jury terms, 12 hours of community service, 250-word apology to her parents, and 250 to Shopko on an apology, and watch a movie on integrity.
After her trial, the 12-year-old still seems subdued, but she says she felt this was better than a regular courtroom would have been. She might even come back as a volunteer once her jury terms are over. Benson Gardner, Wisconsin Public Radio.